You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all breaking.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Rory Delaghi and Will Smith. A big day to look forward to as well, with a big jumps finale at Sandown. Some real quality jumping to look forward to there. We've got racing on the flat at Haydock, Leicester and Ripon alongside that. An evening action from Doncaster and Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Dale Gibson. How are you, Dale?
Very well, thank you, Mark. Yes, in good form.
Good man. We're going to look ahead to the first four races on the card at Sandown on Saturday. But before we do so, we'll just have a little bit of a chat about some of the news. And we must start with the action at Sandown and the culmination of the jump season. And we'll see a new champion jockey for the first time in 20 years.
Absolutely fantastic. Delighted for Richard Johnson. The title this year, kindly sponsored by Stobart. They've put up some money for it. So I think Richard will be getting a Stobart truck named after him this coming week, which will be fantastic. But you look at his work rate. He's had over 1,000 rides. He's just ridden his 233rd winner of the season, which surpasses what Sir AP did last year in his last year as a jockey. He's just been going here, there and everywhere. I think the track he's had the most winners at this season is Perth, which is about a 12-hour round trip from where he lives. Absolutely amazing. And take my hat off to him. He's been very consistent all the way through and he thoroughly deserves it.
Yeah, and he had to play second fiddle in the title for so long.
He did.
It's great to see him finally get his limelight.
Absolutely, and you know, he gives everything a ride, whether it's rated 96 around Newton Abbot or whether it's at Cheltenham or Aintree, and you know, that's what the man's all about, really. And it's great to see, and it's just his consistency, I think, that has really shone through, and his work rate over that period of time. And it's such a shame to say that he was in Sir Anthony's shadow for such a long period of time, and on occasions people forgot about him.
Yeah.
And how could you forget about him, what he's actually achieved?
Yeah, exactly. So well done to Richard Johnson. The trainer's title, however, as we record this, we still don't know who's going to win it.
Absolutely, and boy, it's exciting. And fair play to Willie Mullins for really grabbing the bull by the horns and taking it on. Paul Nicholls for majority of the season was well clear and had a sizable lead, but Willie Mullins has shaved it down, and Paul's had a reasonable week. When it looked as though Willie was going to go and win it, he's had a reasonable week. He has been running an additional crew of horses. We did see this with Martin Pipe a few years ago. It looks like a few more have turned up. I don't think there'll be many non-runners tomorrow. I think they'll run whether it's firm, soft, heavy or hard. But yeah, it's great for the sport that it's going down to the wire. And having gone through tomorrow's races, it could actually go down to the last race, because that's a £20,000 handicap to the winner. And just because of the way the prize money structure is, it could suddenly be going into the last race with, say, 10 grand difference.
Yeah.
And so the place money will be significant, which is great. It's exciting, and a great effort from both trainers. But you have to give particular credit to Willie Mullins. He's training in Ireland, and he could be champion trainer here.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
I know he's got a lot of firepower, but even so, it's a great effort. And to be perfectly honest, the card at Sandown tomorrow is just terrific. What you really want to see, some open handicaps, some quality with a celebration chase, and some good stuff to get stuck into.
Yeah, it is a real good end to the jump season. Before we get stuck into that, though, just keeping with the Sandown theme a little bit as well. We're recording this on the Friday after we've had, or during the flat racing there. Then we have the jumps card on Saturday. Very good that it works separate like that. But John Gosden thinks, he's voiced his opinion that maybe the flat card should move to the Sunday.
I completely agree. Funnily enough, I saw John last week at Newmarket and his wife, Rachel Hood, and it's a bit of a bugbear with me and the PJA at the moment. We are pushing for increased opportunities on a Sunday, not necessarily going down the French and Irish route of pushing group races there, but we just need to improve the fare for the punter, for the owner, for everybody involved with Sunday racing, because I just think we've just gone into the mode of, oh, let's just have some more 0-65s over 6 furlongs and not put really any effort into programming and planning. We have 120 fixtures this year on Sundays. And I think if you said to the general racing public, can you name more than 20 that work? You couldn't. And there's those ones that try very hard and those that maybe don't quite try as hard as they should. And I think some improvement can come in the next year. I really hope so. It's a leisure day. It's a day when people can go racing. If they go racing, they want to have a bet. And they're going to have a bet, probably, whatever, whether the horse is rated 56 or 86. I just think we can up our game a little bit and get a little bit more competition, a little bit more prize money. So the owners, end of the day, the owner is as important as the punter because he's putting the product there for the punter to have a bet on. I just think that we can maybe improve both the owning side of it and the betting side of it, just with a bit more quality.
Yeah, it's good to hear, actually, because for a while you kind of get the impression that Sundays are, I wouldn't want to say neglected, but kind of forgotten about.
And I think for the betting operators, you know, if we have a feature handicap every Sunday where you can actually promote that race, so you can go with your early prices, you can go with your promotional, you can go with your social media exposure, we can call it Showcase Sunday, whatever we want to call it, just that feature on a Sunday, because there's plenty of Sunday cards that aren't great. If we can just up our game a little bit, get the punters in to maybe take a little bit more of a view on Sunday betting. It's the weakest day of the week, and I think we could just up our game.
Sounds good. A few other things just to mention before we move on to Saturday's action. End of the jump season, end of Bobsworth as well.
He's not gonna run again. he's been a great horse over a number of years, winning 3 years running at the Cheltenham Festival, and yeah, it's been terrific. And he only cost $20,000, which in modern day terms is what the big owners have in their back pocket on a Friday night. And yeah, great to see, and thoroughly well placed and trained by Nicky Henderson.
Yeah, I probably should rephrase that, by the way. It's the end of Bobsworth's career, not the end of Bobsworth. We're also going to see some pretty good jumping at Punchestown. It's not quite done yet. And surprisingly to me, Rule the World might even turn up, the Grand National winner.
Yeah, he could, yeah. We're kind of told after he won at Aintree that was it. But presume he's well, presume he's healthy. Prize money's good. They might have another pop.
Mm. Anything else on your mind before we move on to Saturday?
No, not really. No, chewing the fat with a few things at present. But no, I'm very keen on Sunday racing. I really am. It's good to see John Gosden say that. We've got a wide cross section of racing at the moment, which is great. You know, flat and jumping, interacting. Not too much of a break for the new National Hunt cards coming up. Guineas coming up, which is great. So we're in a really good spot. But I just think that we can up a game with Sunday racing. But other than that, we're in a good place.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned the Guineas next week.
We haven't.
Emotionless is going to miss the race.
Absolutely.
Isn't
it, so. Yeah, no, we spoke about this off air. It's disappointing. I was at Doncaster last year when he won, and I was hugely impressed by him. A lovely individual, beautiful quality colt. And then obviously when he ran the Dewhurst, he came back with that knee injury. He galloped pretty well the other day at Newmarket. Wasn't massively impressed, but he did it workmanlike style. It's disappointing he's not showing up, but you know, it's all point toward Aidan O'Brien again, and the favourite. I think he's something has to go wrong for him to get beat. Really, Air Force Blue.
Yeah. Right, well, let's leave that there. We can concentrate on the Guineas in the build-up to next weekend. Let's look at this weekend, the big Saturday coming up at Sandown, and we'll get Dale's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at the first four races on the card on Saturday. We start in the 220 at Sandown, which is a juvenile handicap hurdle. It's a Class 2 event. We've got 11 runners here. The market at the moment headed by Voix de Rêve, who's 11-4. 4-1 for Tommy Silver. Duke Street Sixers with Ashoka. 8-1 for Wolf of Windlesham. Darabin is 11s and 14s or bigger for the others. I suppose Voix de Rêve is going to attract a bit of attention here, given that he was even the real chance in the Fred Winter before coming down.
Yeah, he was. He was indeed. He's got to give a bit of weight away, and he's had a bit of a break since then. Willie Mullins, no doubt, just given him a little bit of time from that fall when he tipped up, when he was in contention at Cheltenham. And if he's taken that fall all right, he's probably the one that they've got to beat. However, maybe, depending on any money for the Tommy Silver, he didn't run too badly at Cheltenham either, having won on his previous start. He's lightly raced, he's open to progression. Paul Nichols versus Willie Mullins. already in the first race, a head-to-head. I wouldn't necessarily say it's just a two-horse race, but it kind of looks as though it's heading that way. I have a little bit of support for Duke Street, who's been pretty busy. He's been kept on the go. He won at Newbury last time, Aidan Coleman taking the ride. He's tough. Whether he can just up his game a little bit, Duke Street, he might be one if you want to have a little bit each way on him, but he's had quite a lot of racing. Whereas Tommy Silver is unexposed, only the three starts. Maybe there's a little bit more at the price Tommy Silver rather than Bois de Rêve. Just leave, if you can have a bet, I would leave it late. I'd leave it late and just see which way the market's going. But for me, maybe Tommy Silver.
Okay, that would really set the day up as it means to go on, really. Paul Nicholls and Willie Mullins dominating the first race, potentially, then.
Yep.
The second race on the card is the 2.55. This is the Oaksy Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2 miles and 2 miles and three... How am I saying that? Two and three quarter miles is what I'm trying to say. We've got betting on site for this as well. Valsalido 4-5, 4-1 for Menorah, Wonderful Charm 9-1, 10-1 for Third Intention, 12s for Sapphire de Roan, 16s or bigger for the others. Valsalido was also in action at the Cheltenham Festival, second behind Vitor in the Rhino, which is top class form.
Absolutely, really good form. The slight niggle with him is that he unseated and fell on his two previous starts, which would be a little bit of a worry. If he's on his A game, he's the horse they've got to beat, to be perfectly honest. He's a horse with a high level of ability. He's still improving. I think he's seven. There's still some nice races to be won with him. Whether you take odds on, likely odds on, short price anyway, is up to you. It's a shame we just haven't got that eighth runner for the dead eight. Had we had the eighth runner, I actually would have given Third Intention a good solid place chance, but obviously he's got to run second in a seven runner race. He'll probably be filling a place again. Sapphire de Roan, I think he's just plateaued out. Interesting, putting the blinkers on him for the first time at Sandown. Whether that has a good effect or an adverse effect, we'll have to see. Menorah, he's just maybe getting on a little bit now. Menorah, been a big fan of his over the years. A good solid horse, hasn't run for quite some time. So if you want to back a short one, it's the favourite, Valsalido. Maybe just take a little look at Third Intention as well, but see how the markets are.
Okay, onto one of the big races of the afternoon. The 3:35 is the Celebration Chase, a Grade 1 contest over a mile and 7.5 furlongs, really. We've got Sprinter Sacra against Undersaw, rematch from the Champion Chase.
Yep.
The market looks like this at the time of recording. Sprinter Sacra 10-11, 6-4 Undersaw. Cider Grugier, another previous Champion Chase winner, is 12, 16s or bigger for the others. Dodging Bullets in there as well, another previous Queen Mother Champion Chase winner. So a real warm race.
Absolutely, real warm race.
Can Sprinter Sacra follow up?
He can. I mean, it was great. Absolutely fantastic last time at Cheltenham. He was hugely impressive. He really was hugely impressive. Good form here. He probably is the more likely of the two market principals. Got a lot of time for Undersur, but he was put in his place last time. Cider Grugier, not as good as he was. I think he struggled to come back to his peak from his injury. Dodging Bullets was just below par last time. And I have to say, on debut, he was disappointing on debut. But he had such a good year last year.
Mm.
He may come back next year. Paul Nicholls is such a master. Sometimes you just have to write a year off with these horses. You don't do it year in, year out. Very difficult to, anyway. But Sprinter Sacra to beat Undersur.
Yeah, it would be fitting as well, called the Celebration Chase. There wasn't a dry eye at Cheltenham when Sprinter Sacra came charging up the hill.
What a horse.
Yeah. Good to celebrate him at Sundown in the finale. The 4.10 at Sundown as well. Finish the Bet365 Gold Cup Chase, a Grade 3 handicap, 20 of them in the lineup here. Wide open betting, as you would expect. It's 6-1 the field as we record this, with Southfield Theatre heading the market. 8-1 for Henri Paramorgan. The Young Master is 8-1 as well. 12 for Carol's Destrier. The Drew's Nephew 14s with Measure of My Dreams and Hadrian's Approach. 15-1 for Le Rev and 16s or bigger for the others. Good luck.
Absolutely. Pin stuff. Southfield Theatre was brought down last time at Cheltenham from the powerful Paul Nicholls yard. He's got to bounce back from that a little bit. Henri Paramorgan, I think, has a squeak. He's consistent. He's around the 9-1 shot. He's tough. He's real tough. Sean Bowen taking the ride, riding for his father Peter. I would definitely throw him in the mix. And also at the price, if he's recovered from his fall last week, Measure of My Dreams. He fell at Ayr. Prior to that, he was third at Cheltenham under Katie Walsh behind Manella Rocco. He must have a chance if he's got over his tumble last time. Maybe just want to see how he is in picture and just see how he is in the market. Measure of My Dreams would have a solid each-way chance. You know, we've got some good each-way opportunities here. We've got a big field handicap, wide-open race. This time of year, Mark, it's very, very important that some horses have had a busy, busy campaign, are just maybe just going over the top. Conversely, those horses who maybe haven't had such a busy campaign, maybe had a bit of time off over Christmas, New Year when the ground was bad, maybe they're just coming back to life again. So it's probably a case of seeing where the markets are, seeing how they look. Saint R, for example, pulled up in the National. Prior to that, I actually thought he'd run well in the National. And the petrol ran out, and he just didn't run his race. There's three or four like that here. You know, Bishop's Road unseated last time when he was on a hat trick. Sir de Champ, Cheek Pieces first time, unseated last time. You know, if he comes back to his best unseated entry, if he comes back to his best, he's not out of it either. But he's got a bit of a funny profile. He's a little bit all or nothing, he really, and kind of nothing in between. So you take a wee chance with him, but he's got the Cheek Pieces on. He's from the Mullins Yard. If you put a gun to my head, and I hope you don't, it would be each way Measure of My Dreams.
Okay, you got four places to aim at as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's an interesting betting heat.
All right, good stuff. Let's have a little bit of a summary then before you go, Dale. If you'll spin us through your four for Sandown one more time.
Four for Sandown in the 220, the opening juvenile handicap hurdle. Tommy Silver, Paul Nichols, and Sam Twiston Davis in the Oaksy Chase at 3 o'clock. It will be Valser Lido. Not much of a price, but Valser Lido there. And in the Celebration Chase, it looks a match between Sprinter Sacra and Erndusser, and it will be Sprinter Sacra there. His course form is very strong, and he was impressive last time out. And then in the Gold Cup Chase at 4:10, wide open. But Measure of My Dreams, if he's recovered from his tumble air last week, must have a good each-way chance.
Superb. Pleasure to see you again, Dale. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoy it on Saturday.
Cheers.
There you go. The thoughts of Dale Gibson on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. I'll be in the studio with Rory Delaghi and Will Smith. We've got a superb card to look forward to at Sandown for the Jumps finale. Three flat meetings alongside that as well. Haydock, Leicester and Ripon. And more action in the evening as well. We've got racing on the turf at Doncaster and on the all-weather Tapeter at Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.